Welcome to the From the Field broadcast, recorded from the Amazon Basin. Listen now as Brother Andrew brings you good news from a far country.
He himself is gathering into himself a bride. And so it's not me. Here's the overall thing that he's trying to show these people and what he's trying to help us see about the judgment of Christ. He's saying it's not you going out and laboring and striving and doing. That's you're doing the work as if you're trying to present God some sort of a gift saying, look, God, what I've done for you. And he's saying that's not what it's about. He's saying, look, it's not about Apollos. It's not whether he's gone out and done all this striving and trying and toiling and doing that he's going to come to God and say, look what I've done, God. He's saying, no, it's not that at all. He said, it's not even me trying to drive and go and strive and dig and saying, look, God, what I've done for you. He said, that's not it at all. He said, what it is, it's God himself that gets the increase. Let's carry on here. He says this. He says, so then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder. I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build up on this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. And if any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Here's what he's saying. He's saying, when you stand before God, Jesus Christ, the Judge, the Savior, the King of glory, when you stand before Him, everything that's been done since the moment you got saved, to the moment of death or the moment of God's return, to where you're standing in front of Christ, you'll be judged for every deed. Every act will be judged by fire. Now, if the fire of God, those eyes that are burning as fire, scans through your life, scans down the hallways of your heart, scans down your past and every moment, every second of your born-again Christian life, God scans through every page, every idle thought, every hidden motive, everything is going to be revealed before the holy face of God by fire. And it said there that there will be gold, silver, precious stones, hay, wood, and stubble. Now, if I have all of those in a big pile here, and fire is a consuming fire, it's falling and falling, the hay, wood, and stubble is going to be burnt up. Gone. Nothing. What's left is that gold, silver, and precious stones. Now, they tell me this. They say that even gold, whether it's 18 carat or 24 carat, there is consistencies of metals. So they'll heat the gold And then the dross comes to the top. And they'll scrape that off. They'll heat silver the same way. Those metals, those impurities come to the top. And they rake it off. So all that's left is the pure quality. Now, here is what the Scripture is telling us about this judgment. The key to approaching the judgment bar without a fear is found in verse number 10. Read it with me if you will. Paul says, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me. Paul said in another place, he said, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. He said, it's not me doing the work, but it's the grace of God in me doing the work. Now, if we're not careful, we'll look at the Apostle Paul and we'll say, what a missionary he was. And I think it's kind of funny when he himself calls himself an apostle. I think we take a Baptist term or a term of tradition and try to make it fit in Bible characters. That's just not the way that it is. Now, here is the Apostle Paul. When he was saved and he went to the house of Ananias there to receive the sight, remember what happened? God spoke to the man and said, this man is a chosen vessel unto me. It's amazing you find those along those same terms when God has spoken to Jeremiah. He says this, I knew you while you was in your mama's womb. So long before Saul of Tarsus ever grew up, was ever born, God in His sovereignty had a plan for him. He was chosen out of God, just as you, my friend, that God has a special plan for your life. You don't have to live up to somebody else's standard. You don't got to live up to somebody else's say-so or what the brethren think you ought to do. I'm going to do what God said I ought to do. And Paul said this. He said, hey, look, I know you guys see me. And everywhere he went, it's not, get this picture now, it's not the Apostle Paul winning folks to God. It's not him saying, say this prayer. It's the Apostle Paul going to a place in a beat down, busted, weakened state and preaching the gospel and God falling and God saving sinners by the scores and by the hundreds and by the thousands and God birthing a church. Everywhere he went, all he did was go and preach. And God Himself saved sinners. It was God that saved them. And God done the work. And God got the increase. Whether it was his first time there, or whether he was right behind Apollos. It didn't matter to Paul. Some sowed and some watered, but God Himself got the glory, got the increase. It was all of God. And Paul's saying, look, don't look at me. It's not that I'm laboring, he said, though I lay above them all, but it's not me. It's the grace of God that God gave me, that God put inside of me. It's God Himself doing the work. Now, I don't want to show up at the judgment bar with work that I've kind of done myself. I don't want to show up to God and say, Lord, here's some men that I've won for you. But if you'll get them in the sound of the gospel and you'll just be yourself, and allow God and His grace according to the grace of God that was given unto me, Paul said. Now we know that God gave a mighty bunch of grace to Paul. So God didn't tell anybody else the New Testament doctrine, but He taught to Paul. So Paul was a special called out man of God. That God showed him much grace and gave him much grace. And so I want to say God's given you a man of a grace. He's given you a man of faith. Put that grace in action. And so I'm saying, use the grace of God that God's given you in your specific life. God's got a plan for your life. I said on Sunday morning that if I were to take your specific DNA out of your body and put it on a modern scale, it would go from here to the moon and back 6 times. That's mind-boggling. And that's specifically to you and to you. And man, to you, that the matching doesn't even come close. out of everybody on this planet. You're special to God. And He's thinking about you. And He wants to use you, child of God. He's got a plan for your life. And if we'll stop, just stop trying so hard and start trusting in God, then we'll find that it's God Himself doing the work through us. Say this real quick. We hear things like this. You're not a real Christian if you're not out knocking 1,000 doors every month. Now, I understand the concept there. But if I'm out there motivated in my flesh and I'm trying to do something to please the brethren, then dear friend, on that day, all you're going to have is some hay, wood, and stubble. And when it's all said and done, all you're going to have is a handful of ashes to give God. Notice what the Word of God said. Here it said, fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Not what size it is. What sort it is. So every week of this past year, on Sunday morning, I'd get up at 6 o'clock and I'd get ready, me and Juan, and get in the boat. We'd go 2.5 hours downstream for 6 children. The adults didn't care about the preacher. They didn't want to come. But there were 6 little ones there. There was 2 boys and 4 girls. And they were there. They showed up. That's why I went back, for their sake, for the glory of God, to preach the gospel to them. It didn't matter what size it was. It was what sort it was. There were some little seeds there, some little hearts that were receptive to the grace of God. I watched one girl. Oh, thank God. One little old girl just get close to getting in. And I say, thank God for it. Maybe somebody else behind me will come and they'll throw some water on that thing and God will get the increase for it. That is showing up on the judgment day with having something to give God. Dear friend, I don't want to show up with ashes. But what I want is some gold and some silver, some precious stones, by simply being obedient to God. That's all I want. I don't want a name for myself on this earth. Honestly, I don't. I don't want a name for me. I'm not working for me. I'm not working for a name for myself. I'm working for my King. He's my Savior. He's the one that I want to receive the honor and glory. Just bypass me and go straight to Him. It's all Him anyway. And so if we had this understanding that according to the grace of God which is given to me, then we know that it's not us doing the work. That it's all God doing the work. Some folks have this idea we're going to be strolling down the streets of gold. Is my crown straight? That ain't how it's going to be, dear friend. It'll be Christ and Christ alone. It'll be 1 billion years of just Christ. After about 20 billion years, we might even realize and say, hey, is that the pearly gates? It's all about Christ. It's all about Jesus. It'll all be about the Lamb of God. There'll be nobody else there getting glory but Jesus. We'll be forever learning about His grace and glory that He's worked through our life. It'll all be about Christ. And since it's all been Christ through us down here, when we receive our crown, it'll be something like this. Lord, I didn't earn this. It's yours anyway. And what ease we'll be able to cast it at His feet. Christ is in you to live the Christian life.
Deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure.
As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast today. Hope it's been a blessing and a help to you. Please send all correspondence to Brother Andrew at P.O. Box 43, Hayesville, North Carolina 28904. That's Brother Andrew at P.O. Box 43, Hayesville, North Carolina 28904. Thank you for making our ministry a matter of continued prayer.